Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. I thank you so much for joining me in this journey through A Year in the Word. It has been fantastic. We've been at this since January 1st, amen, and it's already October. As a matter of fact, we're starting to round out October because it'll be November next week. Wow, this year has gone quickly. But I praise God, amen, that He is blessing us, He's renewing us, He's bringing us closer to Him, amen, and we're learning what it says in the Word of God by listening and hearing and allowing Him to establish those precepts in our lives. And I give glory and honor to the Lord because He is doing it all for our sakes. Amen. Because He has loved us with an everlasting love. Glory to God. Amen. He cares about every bit of our lives, everything that we're concerned about, the Lord is also concerned about. Amen. And He's looking and He's able, amen, to change anything in a moment, to speak a word and it's done. Glory to God. So this is a God that we ought to serve at all times, giving Him glory and giving Him honor for everything that He's done already and for the things that He's about to do. And He is about to do some great things in your life and in mine. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. So we're reading today from 2 Chronicles, chapters 25 through 28, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. And at this point, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, Lord God, thanking and praising You for the knowledge that You are the only living God. Amen. You have all power. You're all-seeing and all-knowing and omnipresent. We give glory, amen, to the great I Am, to the God who delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, out of the clutches of bondage, Lord, when they had been there 400 years. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. You delivered them with Your mighty hand, with great wonders, so that none could even doubt when You were finished that You are God and there is no other. Oh, Lord God, what an honor and a privilege it is to come before You this morning, to come into Your presence, giving You thanks and giving You praise for all that You're doing and for all that You've done already, recognizing that You are our strength and our keeper, our help in the time of trouble. You are, amen, the author and the finisher, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. We glorify Your name this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank You. You are our deliverer, our salvation. Glory to God, our redeemer, our mediator. You are all that. Amen. And we honor You, Jesus. We honor You, Lord God. Bless, Lord, as we read Your word this morning, Lord God. Move in our minds and in our hearts even right now, Lord God, that we might receive knowledge, wisdom, and most of all, understanding. With all our getting, we want to get understanding. Help us, Lord God, this morning. Lord God, we honor You for allowing us even to arise on this morning. Lord God, we thank You for every beat of our hearts. We thank You, Lord God, for every breath we're allowed to take, Lord God. We have no control over those things You do, and we praise You, Lord. Amen, for the time that You've given us, for the mercy, the unmerited favor, the grace that You've given each and every one of us. Bless, heal, and deliver even right now each and every one of the listeners, Lord God. Each and every one has something, Lord God, that they're lifting up before You, Lord, even if they've never told anyone. You see it, and nothing is too hard for You. So I lift those things up before You, Lord God, asking, Lord, that You bless, that You heal, and that You deliver. Lord God, that You bring salvation with Your mighty hand, Lord God, to all those who don't know You, Lord, and those that need a refreshing, Lord, send a refreshing, Lord God. Those that need realignment, send a realignment, Lord God. Those that need deliverance, send forth deliverance, send forth breakthrough, send forth breakout, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, right now. We need You, Jesus, every day and every hour for everything under the sun. We need you for it all, Lord God, for every decision we make, for every road that we must, family member, every relationship. We need you, Lord God. And, Lord, more than anything else, we need you, Lord God, to be closer. We need to be closer to you, Lord God. So, Lord, while you're talking to us, Lord God, while, Lord Jesus, you're bringing forth deliverance, Lord God, pull us closer to you, Lord God. Pull us closer, Lord God. Pull us in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need that from you, Lord. We need to be closer to you in all things, Lord God. And more than anything, hallelujah, more than anything, we need you. Oh, Lord God, and we bless your name. Lord God, we bless your name. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. We glorify the name of the Lord. Glory is his and his alone. Hallelujah, belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God, because he is good, and he is God all by himself, and there is nothing that is too hard for him. I don't care what it looks like to you or what it looks like to me. Amen. There are things I look at in my own life and in the physical, and I think, oh my God, that is such a difficult thing. How can that be? How can that happen? How can this go forth? But there's nothing that is too hard for the Lord. And he sees everything that we're going through and that we're yet to go through. He sees it from the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning, because he is the eternal God. Amen. And he sees all these things that have happened in time and in eternity. It's already done. Amen. And we are the victors. Glory to God. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. Amen. He is our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. He allows us. He awakens us. He empowers us. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. I praise him on today. Amen. We're reading today from 2 Chronicles chapters 25 through 28 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. Now it happened, as soon as the kingdom was established for him, that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. However, he did not execute their children, and did as it is written in the law, and did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, "The father shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall die for his own sin." Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and set over them captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, according to their fathers' houses, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them for 20 years, from 20 years old and above, and found them to be 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him, saying, "O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone. Be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow." Then Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what shall we do about?" And the man of God answered, "The Lord is able to give you much more than this." So Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore, their anger was greatly aroused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Then Amaziah strengthened himself, and leading his people, he went to the Valley of Salt and killed 10,000 of the people of Sur. Also, the children of Judah took captive 10,000 alive, brought them to the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock so that they all were dashed in pieces.
But as for the soldiers of the army, which Amaziah had discharged, so they would not go with him to battle. They raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth-horon, killed 300,000 in them, and took much spoil. Now it was so, after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the people of Sur, set them up to be his gods, and bowed down before them and burned incense to them. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, "Why have you sought the gods of the people which could not rescue their own people from your hand?" So it was, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, "Have we made you king's counselor? Cease. Why should you be killed? I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not heeded my advice." Now Amaziah, king of Judah, asked advice and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us face one another in battle." So Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as a wife.' And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. Indeed, you say that you have defeated the Edomites, and your heart is lifted up to boast. Stay at home now. Why should you meddle with trouble that you should fall, you and Judah with you?" But Amaziah would not heed, for it came from God that he might give them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought the gods of Edom. So Joash, the king of Israel, went out, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his tent. Then Joash, the king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh. And he brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all silver, all the articles that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, the treasures of the king's house and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, from first to last, indeed, are they not written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel? After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecholiah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and he built cities around Ashdod among the Philistines. God help the Arabians who lived in Gurabael, and against the Munites. Also, the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by companies, according to the number on their roll as prepared by Jael, the the scribe, and Manasseh, the officer, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The total number of the chief officers of the mighty men of valor was 2,600, and under their authority was an army of 307,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Then Uzziah prepared for them, for the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stones. And he made devices in Jerusalem invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. So Azariah, the priest, went in after him, and with him were 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hands to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper. He was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, from first to last, the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, wrote. So Uzziah rested with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers, field of burial, which belonged to the kings. For they said, "He is a leper." Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter the temple of the Lord. But still the people acted corruptly. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the mountains of Judah, and in the forest he built fortresses and towers. He also fought with the kings of the Ammonites and defeated them. And the people of Ammon gave him in that year 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The people of Ammon paid this to him in the second and third years also. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his ways, indeed, they are written in the books of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. So Jotham rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. 20 years old when he became king, he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem and did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made molded images for the Baals. He burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burned his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. Therefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria. They defeated him and carried away a great multitude of them as captives and brought them to Damascus. Then he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all valiant, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. Zikri, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, Akrikam, the officer over the house, and Elkanah, who was second to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons and daughters, and they also took away much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out before the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand, but you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven. And now you propose to force the children of Judah and Jerusalem to be your male and female slaves. But are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Now hear me, therefore, and return the captives whom you have taken captive from your brethren, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Then some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Bereakah the son of Meshlemoth, and Jehezkiah the son of Shalom, and Amasa the son of Hadlai, stood up against those who came from war. "You shall not bring the captives here, for we already have offended the Lord. You intend to add to our sins and to our guilt, for our guilt is great, and there is a fierce wrath coming against, there is a fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the leaders and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them and gave them sandals, gave them food and drink and anointed them, and let all of the feeble ones ride on donkeys. So they brought them to their brethren at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. At the same time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him, for again the Edomites had come, attacked Judah, and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowland and of the south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh, Ai-Jalon, Gederoth, Soka with its villages, Timnah with its villages, Gimzo with its villages, and they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Israel, for he had encouraged moral decline in Judah and had been continually unfaithful to the Lord. Also, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him and did not assist him. For Ahaz took part of the treasures from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king, and from the leaders, and gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. Now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. This is that King Ahaz, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, "Because of the gods of the kings of Syria, help them. I will sacrifice to them that they may help me." But they were the ruin of him and all of Israel. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem. And in every single city of Judah, he made high places to burn incense to other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, from the first to the last, indeed, they are written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel. So Ahaz rested with his fathers, and they burned him in the city, in Jerusalem, but they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. I have read, and you have heard, from 2 Chronicles through 28 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers' ears, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. We bless the Lord today. We thank him for his greatness, for his mighty acts. We thank him for his sovereignty, for his marvelousness. We thank him for his grace, his unmerited favor. And we praise him, amen, for bringing salvation with his mighty hand today is yet another day. If the Lord has allowed you to live, amen, he has allowed you to live for a refreshing, to continue the work that he has given you, amen, to walk in the purpose that you were designated to walk in, amen. We were born for a specific purpose, each and every one of us, with a destiny, amen. And the Lord wants us, amen, to have all the best of everything. Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly, amen. He was not just talking about the then and there, but also for the here and now, amen. He is still moving. He's still blessing. He's still healing. Amen. He's still correcting. Sometimes we need correction. Sometimes we need realignment. Sometimes we need readjustment and repositioning. Whatever the Lord wants to do today, say yes. Give him that big yes. Amen. If he's refreshing, realigning, restoring, renewing, regenerating, let him do it. Give him that big yes. And if you have not said yes, amen, to Jesus at all, if you don't know him and the pardon of your sin, amen, today is the day of salvation, and he is waiting for you. He has been pursuing you from the first, amen. That's how you happened upon this broadcast, because Jesus is in pursuit of you, amen. He wants your life to be all that and some more. Glory to God, amen. He wants to show you things that you never imagined that you could see. Jeremiah said to call upon the name of the Lord, and he will show you great and mighty things that you knew not of. The word of God lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Amen. His name is Jesus, and there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Now, there's a lot of names out there, a lot of religions, a lot of things that people are through, but none of them can bring salvation. None of them can bring anything except death. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The words that I speak to you today are words of life, words of peace, and Jesus is the one who brings it all. Amen. Call upon his name today, and he will prove to you everything that I have just spoken. God bless you, and God keep you. God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let him come in. Call on his name until he, amen, physically comes into your being. Amen. And fills you with the Holy Ghost and fire that we've been talking about from time to time in this broadcast. Amen. Speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Let him do that for you. That's a lie from the pit of hell that says that the Holy Ghost is not still. Amen. Falling on men. The word lets us know, amen, that it does. God bless you. Amen.